This program is proudly sponsored by Holistic Therapies by Camille. Fancying a full body massage with cup-in therapy to help you relax and release tension? Go to holistictherapiesbycamille.com to book yourself in.
That was Sia and Unstoppable, launching us into another Joining the Dots here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan with me, Julie Kissick. And I'm delighted to say that we're into Volunteers Week, a time when we celebrate the people who volunteer across a host of charities and different organisations. And we remember that without them, many of the things we take for granted simply wouldn't happen. So a huge shout out to all those of you who volunteer, and a very big thank you. Here at Hospital Radio Glamorgan, our station is run entirely by volunteers. That means everyone on and off air gives up some of their time to keep our station running, online, in the hospitals, on DAB and via our app. And I've asked some of our volunteers to tell us what being able to contribute to Hospital Radio Glamorgan means to them. So I hope you'll enjoy hearing their contributions as much as I have. And we're going to start with someone you'll be familiar with if you're a weekend listener here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. Because Jane Jones wakes us up on a Sunday morning. She's on air between 7 and 10. Jane is a huge music fan and she also contributes to other music shows across the station. Jane is also a runner and has run to raise money for Hospital Radio Glamorgan. Such is her dedication. There's no doubt that Jane loves this station and she has a very personal reason for doing so.
I've been volunteering with Hospital Radio Glamorgan for 4 years, and for me it was used as a way of expressing my grief after losing my husband Alan. It's given me so much. Through music I can express how I'm feeling, and also, you know, I was able to express our lives together because music played such an important role in mine and Alan's relationship from the time I was 16 until I lost him when I was 50. It was a massive, massive part. And one of the last things we ever did was Alan bought it for me, funnily enough, for a 50th birthday present, and that was to go and see Hazel O'Connor. And that was the reason we actually got together as well. That's a funny story for a later date, I think. But yeah, volunteering is massive. It's a massive part of my life. I'm also a trustee, so it means so much to me to give up my time and to help other people as well. And that's what volunteering for me is. It's given me something for me to outlay my grief on. But also, I've always said, if I could help one person, then that's massive. Because you never know what other people are feeling or what other people are going through. So Volunteers Week is a fantastic time to reflect, and also a fantastic time for people that are thinking of volunteering, you know, to listen to other volunteers. Like I said, volunteering has helped me a great deal. I will always be thankful for the opportunities that I've been given and that I'm still being given, you know, different things that you can learn. Now I'm learning how to do broadcasting from the house. And that's something I never thought I'd be able to do. But, you know, I have done it. And if I hadn't volunteered, then I would never have known. So Volunteer Week is absolutely brilliant. And I think it does everybody good to sort of think, well, what could I give back to the community? And for me, it was just to make one person happy, to make a difference to one person. Then I think I've done my job.
That was Xanadu from ELO and Olivia Newton-John there. Now, we all have our own reasons for volunteering, and I make no apologies for the fact that we're focusing on Hospital Radio Glamorgan and some of our team here during this show. because the station is very special to us. And if you're listening and you're not sure why, I guarantee you will by the time the show finishes. I first started an association with the station when I started lecturing full-time at the University of Glamorgan, as it was then, and some of my students expressed an interest in broadcasting. That was more than 15 years ago, and the university has changed its name to the University of South Wales, but the association with the station has developed over time. And since 2020, along with some of my journalism and media students, we've been responsible for the Friday All About Sports show, which is broadcast at 6 o'clock. I say we, but since the dark days of COVID, I've been presenting the show with students contributing. So I guess I became a fully-fledged volunteer then when I returned to being in front of a microphone after working for ITV and the BBC years previously. It's no secret that COVID and the lockdowns and the various restrictions that we had to live through led to many people struggling, and I was no exception. But having to record the sports show was a real lifeline for me. And like all of us volunteers, I'm sure, I was and I continue to be grateful to Hospital Radio Glamorgan for the opportunity that it afforded me then, because I think in no small way it helped me to hang on to my sanity. Time now to hear from another volunteer. Andrew Wolfe is the voice who brings us Music Was My First Love. Andrew has had some incredible guests over the years. The programme is now into its 8th series, and we're going to hear from one of its latest guests and Hospital Radio Glamorgan's oldest volunteer at the end of the show. But now, here's Andrew, who's been volunteering at the station since 2018.
Ever since I started working for a living in the summer of 1984, I've suffered with getting terribly stressed about work. It could start from the moment I would wake up at some ridiculous, unearthly hour, and on a Sunday around about 5 p.m. in the afternoon. This started with my very first job as a very young 17-year-old, but as to why, well, that's a story for another time. I always presumed the issue was with me, until some 34 years later in 2018, when I didn't have a breakdown, but certainly imploded. I sought help, discovering that what I had been suffering from was anxiety in the workplace. Having sought professional help, firstly from my GP, I was signed off for 2 weeks, which coincided with an already planned pre-record Deacon Blue special to take place just a couple of days into my time off work. This was to be my first solo project for Hospital Radio Glamorgan while still training. The point of me telling you this is because although I started volunteering with Hospital Radio Glamorgan because I had always wanted to host my own radio show, it could not have come along at a better time for me and gave me a life, other than my children, outside of work. And I believe to this day was, along with counselling, part of my recovery. And now on the odd occasion that I get anxious about work, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's about 0.5, whereas before it was off the scale. The friends I've made who I volunteer with mean so much to me, and as long as I have one or two of them with me, I'm happy to stand in the entrance of a supermarket on a cold and wet December morning collecting well-needed funds for our charity. Finally, this whole piece has been about volunteering, as it's Volunteers Week. However, volunteering with Hospital Radio Glamorgan has helped me tackle what was, as I see it, a mental health issue. So remember, if you're struggling, don't struggle alone. It's okay not to be okay.
Rewrite the Stars, James Arthur and Anne-Marie. I love, love, love that song. And of course, music is one of the reasons that many of the volunteers are here on the station. But of course, for others, it's the relationships that are just as important, as Andrew said earlier. Some of our volunteers share their time and their talents across a number of organisations, including Jill Brinkworth, who's responsible for the Saturday matinee. And yes, you've guessed it, you can hear Jill on a Saturday afternoon between 2 and 5. And here she explains why volunteering is so important to her.
Volunteering is just the best. You help others. You feel good for doing it, because I always think that You're not going to volunteer for something you don't like doing. Volunteering in music is fantastic, but there's work to be done behind the scenes too. It's not just a case of spinning records, virtual records, that is. But yes, helping others, helping yourself, just generally the ethos of volunteering. My time isn't limited to volunteering at Hospital Radio Glamorgan. I also volunteer at a food bank. I volunteer each year for the Cardiff Half Marathon with Run for Wales. You meet different people. It's a cliche, I know, but you meet different people. You chat. You just do different things. You get out of it. You might learn a new skill. It's just a great, great thing to do. It makes you feel good. And, you know, you give to the organisation that you're volunteering for, but you're giving something back to yourself as well. I would recommend volunteering if you can. It is just very rewarding, very, very interesting, can be exciting on occasions, invigorating. And you know what? It just makes you feel good. So why wouldn't you do it?
Well, why indeed? Now, lots of people think they don't have time to volunteer, or maybe they're too nervous to perhaps walk into a room where they don't know anyone, or they fear they'll be expected to do something that they just can't do. Volunteering Wales is the place to start if you want to dip your toe into volunteering, but you also want help to identify what's best for you. Their aim is to make volunteering easy for volunteers and organisations across Wales. And there are loads of volunteering opportunities on their website, which is volunteering-wales.net. That's volunteering-wales.net. They currently, because I've just done a search, have 2,622 opportunities advertised. And these range from befriending to being a Welsh translator to a support assistant, a driver, sitting on a youth-led grant panel to being an oral history recorder. And they were just on the first page of the list on the website. So there's plenty of opportunities to help. And also, many, many charities need help, whether that's dog walking for a rescue charity or collecting donations for a charity shop run to raise funds for a cancer charity, for example. If you have just an hour to spare a week, I can guarantee you that there will be something or someone that you can help. And I also guarantee you that it'll make a difference. And it's a great feeling to make a difference. That was Coldplay and Viva La Vida. Hospital Radio Glamorgan's Big Guns are coming up next, so don't go anywhere. Titanium, David Guetta featuring Sia. Is it though? Is it Sia? Isn't she the primary voice on the song? I always think it's so unfair to say featuring, but I'm sure there must be an important reason that David Guetta gets the plaudits on that track. Brilliant though, nonetheless. And as you will probably have worked out, I am a huge fan of Sia. But I digress. Here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan, we're celebrating Volunteers Week, and you're listening to Join in the Dots with me, Julie Kissick. We've already heard from some of the people who volunteer on this very station. Jane, Andrew and Jill have all shared their reasons for being part of this motley crew, and I say that with love and kindness because we all come from very different backgrounds, but our common bond is Hospital Radio Glamorgan. And I promised you the big guns in this part of the show, and I'm true to my word because we're going to hear from the chair of the station, Jamie Pritchard, and our oldest volunteer, 97-year-old John Webber. Now, I'd love to say that as his former lecturer, that I played a tiny part in cementing Jamie's love of radio, but while I was the person responsible for pushing him to his limits on times, and he would say making him work until the wee small hours as an undergraduate student during our exposure radio broadcasts, Jamie's love for radio started long before his university days, as he's going to tell us after Westlife and What About Now? And he will love that he follows Westlife.
Hello, I'm Jamie Pritchard. I'm the chairman of Hospital Radio Glamorgan, and I started volunteering here in 2003. 23 years ago, I was 12. I was at Stammell School in Penarth, and I'd shown a real interest in the media industry and music in general. So the late John Wills had arranged for me to visit a radio station. It was the 29th of August 2003 that I would step foot into a little box underneath the stairs at the University Hospital of Wales. At that point, I know it now, but I didn't know it then, it would become a huge part of my life. That night, I met the late Mal Thomas and his son Michael, who's a similar age to me. And those 2 hours that we were on air flew by. We listened to music, we chatted in amongst the songs just to get to know each other. That little box basically became my second home. That little box that would see me at my best. It would see me at my worst. But it would be a constant. It would be where I could go to forget about the outside world and just chat to others who happened to be there or chat to myself in the hope that someone was listening. I threw myself into everything, and I mean everything, on air, behind the scenes, out and about. I even got thrown up into the air by a load of cheerleaders in the nearby Heath Park. But that is a different story for another day. Now, in 2018, 15 years after I first stepped foot into Hospital Radio Glamorgan, John, who introduced me to the station, passed away. And 2 days after he passed, in the September of that year, it was a Sunday, and I made the decision to present a show, a dedication to him. And a friend of mine said to me, honestly, Jay, one of your best friends has just died. Why on earth would you want to be on the radio? My reply was simple. Because Hospital Radio Glamorgan is that kind of place where it's more than just a radio station. So that evening, I went to the studio after naturally what was a really upsetting weekend. To my surprise, I was met with fellow volunteers who just wanted to hug me, support me, be there for me, as they knew how much John meant to me and how much the station meant to him. So at 7 p.m. that night, I was going live with a tribute. It was in the place of John's show that he'd presented in that slot for a couple of years. And that show was meant to be an hour. It ended up being 3.5 hours because the amount of people who wanted to pay their respects and just be there with me. I'd written something that I wanted to read and then play Come Together by the Beatles, one of his favourite bands. And 3 minutes before I was due to put the mic up, I thought, I can't do this. 2 minutes before, I told myself to stop being so stupid. And 1 minute to go, I thought, what would John want me to do as I'm sat there all alone thinking, what would he want me to do? Yeah, of course, he'd want me to present the show, present the tribute and show everyone the kind of person that I was. Vulnerable. Yes, but also brave. And at 7 p.m, I delivered that monologue, which to this day was one of the hardest things I've ever done. I was alone in the studio, but I knew I wasn't alone. That's what Hospital Radio Glamorgan had instilled in me 15 years leading up to that day. That nobody's alone. There's always someone to chat to, and I'm forever grateful for that. So what has the station given me over the last 23 years and will continue to do so, no doubt, for years to come? Belief that I can be better than I think I am. Friendships that last a lifetime. Support that's invaluable. And skills for me to grow my career. In the last 2 and a bit decades, I've worked at community radio, commercial radio, brief stints at the BBC. But I've never forgotten my roots. And that's exactly why I'm still here. I'm still volunteering. And since 2019, so proud to lead Hospital Radio Glamorgan as chairman. John's birthday falls within Volunteers Week every year, 4th of June. And it really highlights and reminds me of why I volunteer.
Ah, bless him. We're very lucky to have you, JP. And as we heard from Jamie, he was also very lucky to have John Wills take him under his wing and nurture his love of radio and broadcasting. That story was such a poignant one because we all need someone to help us or to look out for us, and volunteering gives thousands of us the chance to do just that, and also to help some great causes. I'm a great believer that we find our tribes in life, and sometimes we try things out and they just don't fit. But don't be disheartened. Keep trying, because the reality is that volunteering is for everyone. You just have to keep looking until you find what's right for you. We'll get some more music now, and then we'll hear from John Webber, someone who we're also very lucky to have here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. 28 years, almost three decades, 97 years of age, and still volunteering. Age is just a number. Candy Staton and Young Hearts Run Free, and someone who's most definitely young at heart is John Webber. 97, still doing a show here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan, and a man who absolutely loves his music. John was Andrew Wolfe's guest on Music Was My First Love recently, and if you haven't heard it, please go and listen. It really is superb. John has lived through some big changes, as you can imagine, and he shares some of those with Andrew, as well as 10 of his favourite tracks and his reasons for choosing them. You learn something, you laugh, you'll be moved by their conversation. And here's a little taster of it.
Good to see you, John. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much, Andrew.
Good. You're very welcome to this edition of Music Was My First Love. Tell us about your first choice, Let Me Sing a Happy Song.
Well, it goes back to my my very early days. I was 10 years old when the war started in 1939. And my sister, who played the piano very well and played what they call a piano accordion, which you don't see these days, she had a piano, two pianos in a house and one in my grandmother's house. And she used to play the piano and I'd just sit there and listen. And that's, it spawned my interest in music. And of course, as the war came on, I was only 10 years old, but they allowed me in. We used to go to the pub across the road to play Skittles for us. In Penarth, this was. We used to go to play, the ladies would play Skittles. And then the one, the Eddie Bonin would go. We would wait till the bangs came, which meant the bombs were coming down. And then we'd dive into the shelter, which was attached to the pub. And when that had finished, we'd come back out and we'd all have a sing song in the pub. And my sister knew virtually every song that Jolson ever made, and she knew all the words. She was quite wizard with it.
You've been with Radio Glamorgan since 1998. What first got you involved?
I'd always wondered what it would be like to be a broadcaster, and then I found I had time on my hands because retirement, etc., etc. And then I saw an advert in the South Wales Echo, and I applied, and I came through, and I mean, the hospital's changed quite a bit since then. The concourse area was quite different to what it is now. And I met Len Smith and Roger Thomas in the foyer of the concourse. And in those days, we were where the A&E is now, used to be an underground car park and basement.
I remember.
For the hotel, and they're still there, some of them. But our studio was down there. And we used to go down into that studio, miles from anywhere.
So as well as seeing a lot of changes within the hospital, you've obviously seen a lot of changes with Radio Glamorgan. I mean, with this new studio as well that we've got.
Yes, well, I remember the meeting. We had a meeting in the Albany Hotel. Well, it was at City Road, the Albany Road, just off Albany Road. We had a meeting there, and there was Nick Clark and Claire and myself and Andrew Jones and a couple of others, and that's when the plans were shown us for this studio. And it wasn't like this then. It was it's been improved since we moved in here, you know. But the old days way down in the depths was something.
I've heard some stories.
We had to switch the whole thing on ourselves when you started the program. You had a master switch to try a switch, which was very dodgy master switch, you know, what chores was going to work on that. And we had two turntables, three CD players, two cassette players. There was no Myriad, of course.
No.
So, you know, we just had to get on with it.
Your 10th and final choice, John, is the incredible Barbara Streisand with a song first recorded in 1970 but didn't see the light of day for another 42 years on the 2012 Release Me album. You've chosen in this last hour some incredible vocalists. And here, along with Ella and Etta and Bublé and Sinatra, is one of the finest.
Yes, in my opinion, I've left the best till last. There's nobody in her class. There really isn't nobody in her class. And sadly, there doesn't appear to be anybody coming up that will take her place. And I like to think of this one. I call this, and I say it on my morning program, I call this the presenter's prayer. Because if you've got any pretensions to doing the program properly, These are the words you should be thinking. Did we get it right this time?
As you play at the end of all of my shows. John, I'm sure you won't mind me saying, but in 2019 you celebrated your 90th birthday and obviously still enjoying life and enjoying Radio Glamorgan with no plans to slow down or cut back?
No, I just keep going. It's well known amongst my wife, Ian, Michael, well known amongst my close circle of friends. I play bowls. I got a season ticket for Cardiff City. I play skittles in the winter. I go to the gym twice a week. I go swimming, etc., etc., etc. But when all said and done, at the very end, I hope that the last activity I will still be doing will be Radio Glamorgan. I drive still, but I would get here if I had to come on the bus. I love doing it. Absolutely love doing it. And I don't push my music to people. I just play it and let them make up their own mind. But I would love it to be the very last activity that I carry on and do.
What an incredible advocate for volunteering. A huge thank you to John and to everyone else who shared their reasons for volunteering and who told us what this station means to them. I hope we'll inspire some of you too. Thanks for listening. Here's Paolo Nutini and New Shoes to play us out.